En cuanto a la lucha contra la violencia de género,
When it comes to fighting gender-based violence, Montevideo City Council provides free services to men who want to stop committing violence. The aim is to eradicate male-perpetrated domestic and gender-based violence, particularly physical and sexual violence. We provide psychological and social support as well as legal advice to women over the age of 18 in Montevideo. This means that there's help given to reporting and supporting in decisions and strategies to leave a violent situation. The phone service is rolled out throughout the country. It's free of charge, confidential, and supports women living in domestic violence. We have a gender equality plan with 7 strategic guidelines. 1, equal participation in all forms of social and political life. 2, economic empowerment of women. 3, cultural without discrimination, equal opportunities and rights for use and enjoyment of public areas, life free from gender-based violence, right to health in equal conditions, and cultural change to remove stereotype. We also have an international month to fight violence against women and have awareness-raising campaigns. When we hire civil servants, there are 4% quotas for people with disabilities, and this is also in educational and labour agreements to ensure that vulnerable populations have better employment opportunities. We have 2 specific programmes, Person with Disabilities. We inaugurated the Friendship Park in 2015, a fully accessible park, and we have drawn up the first accessibility plan in Montevideo in order to address the claims of persons with disabilities in line with UN recommendations. Migrants, we established the ethnic equality secretariat and drew up a local plan on migration to provide migrants with services, housing. We have undertaken a number of rehousing activities. And lastly, concerning Portugal's question, Montevideo is home to over half the country's population, and thus it takes part in the national mechanism for drafting reports and following up on recommendations. Currently, 55% of the world's population live in cities. In Uruguay, it's 90%. Cities have called for their voice to be heard at the United Nations. So cities are the backdrop for the enjoyment of human rights for the majority. That's why we believe the decision of Uruguay to incorporate the capital city in this process shows that the new urban agenda is a part of the state's policy.